Initially, UW Oshkosh was facing a nearly $13.5 million budget cut over the next 2 years. That figure was partially offset when the governor ordered all state employees to take unpaid furlough days and canceled pay raises. Also, tuition rates went up 5.5% for many families. So Chancellor Richard Wells says the school is now looking at a $4.7 million cut. But he says the tuition hike is hard on students. So the school freed up $500,000 to get more of them jobs on campus.
Jobs for our students working closely with faculty and staff on student-faculty research, on library research assistance, on media technology assistance, things of that sort.
Last year, UW Oshkosh spent $4.8 million on student employment. Wells says student workers averaged $3,200 per semester.
And that $3,200 is equivalent to the full cost for tuition fees and books for one semester. And so this $500,000 addition on top of that will create about 150 more opportunities for students to make that kind of money.
The school plans to withdraw another $500,000 from the fund in the next academic year as well. Wells says there's still a couple million dollars left for another rainy day. Money in the fund comes from certain student fees and many other sources, including renting out cell phone antennas based on taller buildings. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.